With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. So for this full moon, I felt like looking into my ancestry, and for this full moon, I highly recommend you look into your ancestry, whatever you might dominantly be. For myself, it is Scottish. And as you know, there's a wealth of information out there on how to release and how to manifest for the full moon. And I've shared my intentions for each full moon since last September. And this has been fun to record the series simply to learn more about each full moon and to practice different practices or practice the same practice if that's what I felt inclined to do. So if you've been keeping up with the series, you may know how I've been practicing and manifesting and releasing for each full moon. And this time I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach because, well, I've fallen in love with a TV show. It is called Outlander. Perhaps because I feel like I am connecting with my ancestry while watching, even though that might be an illusion, I understand, as of course it's a 18th century period piece written in the 21st century. But Outlander is about a 20th century English woman and battle nurse who accidentally travels through the Scottish stones of Craignadun and travels back 200 years to the 18th century. And she finds herself falling in love with truly the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life. Ugh, his luscious red hair, and he's just so caring and loves her so deeply, and yet he's also such a warrior, a soldier, and I can't help but fall in love with these characters and fall in love with this TV show. It's my new favorite TV show, well, drama TV show of all time. Yes, Schitt's Creek is still my favorite comedy, but drama-wise, Outlander, I can't turn it off. I'm in love with it. Watching it and falling in love with this has me in this tailspin researching about the Ross clan and the many other clans that are in my ancestry in Scotland on my mom's and my dad's side. And it's so fascinating to me to learn about my Gaelic ancestors and how they celebrated the moon. So in this moon episode series, I'm gonna lean towards this. I'm sure that there is information out there on your ancestry and how they celebrated the moon. You know that in this moon series, each month I lean towards honoring the names of the moon by honoring those who named them, often indigenous people. As many tribes kept track of the months, not by our traditional calendar, but many observed the lunar cycle and named the moons according to the lunar cycle or how the moon looked at the time. Or also some simply defined the year as the 12 moons. And of course, every tribe is quite different, and so others looked at the seasons, and some counted the seasons as four, or some counted them as five. I mean, of course, everyone was so uniquely different, but it seems that we follow a string of indigenous people who used the moons as their calendar and named the moons, and now we are learning more about that. And the reason why they named the pink moon, which is taking place Saturday, April 16th, fully illuminated at 2:55 p.m. Eastern Time, so noon 55 p.m. my time, mountain time. The reason why they named the pink moon is because they noticed that there was this mossy pinkish glow to the moon, and others believe that it's because the first spring flower to bloom was a wild ground phlox. That's a pink flower, so they called it the pink moon. So as you know, I often practice releasing and manifesting with each lunar cycle during the full moon, often using a common law of attraction style manifestation like listing or envisioning or vision boarding, or, you know, maybe sometimes more witch-like practices like burning a candle and reciting the manifestations into the candle and then blowing it out after I infuse the candle with my manifestations, or using nature in some way, which I'll be doing in honor of my ancestors this time, which I'll talk about. But I think it's beautiful that there are hundreds of traditions out there celebrating the full moon in their own way. And I'd love to hear about how your ancestry honored the moon. So if you feel like doing some research, feel free to email me, because I'm not on Instagram right now. Feel free to email me how they celebrated, because that fascinates me. I'm not much of a historian, but something about seeing the different rituals and traditions and celebrations of the full moon is appetizing. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvests, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Anyway, so For this full moon, I'm honoring a Scottish perspective of the full moon. Most Scottish people believe that the power within living things increased during the waxing moon, and it was at its most powerful and its greatest essence during the full moon. So many people would not collect or pluck plants during the waning moon, since it meant to them that their essence and their power was decreasing. So they mostly focus on collecting plants, and I'm assuming hunting as well, during the waxing or especially the full moon, where living things were at its most powerful. They felt that the full moon renews us, a time to cleanse the spirit. So basically what most of us have been doing every full moon, and many other traditions feel as well, which is a beautiful thing. It's not like they received this information through a game of telephone. They felt this connection, and I'm sure that many of you feel it too when you look at the full moon. It does feel like a time to cleanse and also manifest in a powerful way. And they did. They sent their wishes on plants, actually on leaves, to the full moon during this time. And that essence would infuse them. And there were many traces of moon worship throughout Scotland, from observing each phase of the moon, the stars, the constellations at night, to using charms, having probably crystals or maybe some metal charms they had, and they also all had their own symbolic charms representing their clan, which was unique to them. And they would also have nightly get-togethers. Of course, they were big drinkers, especially whiskey drinkers. That's what my dad is. I will not be doing that on the full moon, but I might recite this prayer, which they would recite during the full moons. And they called the moon the jewel of the night. And they would say, "Hail to you, jewel of the night, beautiful one of the heavens, jewel of the night, mother of the stars, jewel of the night, foster child of the sun, jewel of the night, majesty of the stars, jewel of the night." So beautiful. I love that. The jewel of the night. Also, they believe to have a lot of mythology for the full moons, a lot of folklore. Like, there were these humans they called the Selkies, and they would think of them as basically mermaids. Selkies were seal folks, apparently. And then on the full moon, the night of the full moon, they'd come into human form and dance under the moon near the rocks. And on the show, they believed these humans to be witches who would dance and perform rituals near the rocks. Witches, of course, were frowned upon for a long time. Not only frowned upon, but it was a capital offense. And so, yeah, they were burned at the stake. But on the show, they saw the witches, and they actually, spoiler alert, did burn witches in the 1740s on the show, but I looked into it and it actually was outlawed to burn witches by the 1720s. But regardless, witches were simply just herbalists and midwives and healers using nature. And so sometimes if someone passed away after using their healing formula, they would just claim this person to be a witch, probably because they wanted someone to blame, but they weren't allowed to burn them after the 1720s. Actually, by 1735, it was a crime to accuse any human of possessing magical powers or practicing witchcraft. And so they were just considered healers, because people did, and honestly still do, view witchcraft for whatever reason as of the devil, where it's like, no, it's just humans who worship nature and feel connected with God or source through nature, whereas many, you know, people that deem witchcraft as devilish often, they might worship Jesus. But it's like, okay, great, you worship Jesus, we're gonna worship nature. All beautiful, all peaceful. Let's keep it that way and stop judging just because of old folklore, which you have no proof of. Anyway, so yeah, there were a lot of witches in Scotland, also known as healers, and there is a witch ritual that I read about, and they connected with the moon using nature and elements. By first, they cleanse by taking a bath. And so I will be taking a bath this full moon, and I'll have candles around me, and the moonlight will be hitting the water and infusing its powers into the water, and I'm going to allow myself to feel whatever sensations I may be feeling. I think I'm going to write the prayer, the Jewel of the Night prayer, which is so beautiful, and sit there in silence for a while And then when I'm ready to set my intentions and make my, what they say instead of manifestations, they say wishes. So they actually put their wishes on leaves, but it's snowing here in Utah. I don't know where I could get the kind of leaves, the laurel leaves that they would use. So instead, I will have rose petals to have petals around me. Maybe I'll also add some leaves to my tub, but I'm gonna write on a piece of paper, not on a leaf. Then write my intentions down and blow out a candle, infusing the candle with my wishes, with my manifestations, and voila. And of course, I want to end the night by charging up some moon water, putting water into a cleanse jar, and then putting it on my windowsill. Otherwise, it would freeze if I put it outside and my jar might break. So just put it on my windowsill for the moonlight to hit the jar, and also charge up the crystals. And that originated with witchcraft in the early 1800s. I'm assuming that probably originated somewhere in the UK, like England, but I don't know. I don't know where it originated except for with witchcraft in the early 1800s. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited to bathe and just feel the spirit of the Jewel of the Night in my tub and infuse its powers within me. And yeah, it's always a beautiful practice to connect with Mother Nature in this way, beyond anything else. You may consider this practice, or you may find one from your ancestry, or simply create your own. All is beautiful. Anyway, with all that being said, I hope you have a magical full moon experience and have a magical weekend. And I will connect with you on Monday. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.